As you're all aware, last night a threat began to circulate through social media regarding South Vigo High School. As most of us on the police department are also parents, we began getting the same type of information that you guys were getting into your newsrooms about these threats. And immediately, we started an investigation that went throughout the night. We had no problem getting detectives to come in and help out. Throughout the night, what I can tell you is at this point that our detectives were able to trace the IP address where the threats originated from to a residence. At that residence, there were three adults, three females, male and female. Three of those were adults and three were juvenile. As a result of this investigation, this family has been cooperative. They've allowed our investigators to process all the phones and digital equipment capable of accessing the internet. So at this point, it's ongoing. But what our investigators have learned are these were the only six people that would have been at the home during the time this threat had occurred, and that the IP address originated at this residence. As far as an increased response at the schools based on this threat early on, we're fortunate in this county to have school resource officers at all of our schools. And based on this threat, the response from both the city police, the sheriff's department, and the school corporation permitted us to have additional officers at all those schools today. So we were fortunate to have those resources that a lot of other communities do not have. This case is ongoing. Obviously, I know that there may be a lot of different rumors going on out there as far as, suspects or this or that. But what I've relayed to you is the most up-to-date information that we have from our investigators. We do feel comfortable that this is where the threats originated from, and we are currently, this is ongoing. The processing of all that digital equipment is going to take some time, but that's being done as we speak by our crime lab. I can tell you that the family did consent to a search, and we searched the entire residence for any firearms, and none were found. So as far as credible, again, I don't want to prejudge something until our investigation is concluded. What I can tell you, there were no firearms at this residence, and that the IP address comes back to this residence. Okay. As far as the name that was used on this, that name does not is not used by any member of this household. It was actually originated, I think, on Instagram, but then it was rebroadcast, I think, on others. Facebook, people would repost that from the original posting. So it went out on several, but I believe the original was Instagram and Snapchat, I'm sorry. I cannot tell you the individual security plans of each of the schools and what they went through today, other than to tell you that we had additional officers and detectives at each of the schools.